Welcome back. It's a bonus edition of the Pick 6, a schedule release edition of the Pick 6 coming your way. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The NFL has unveiled the regular season schedule, so we now know the roadmap for the Vikings in 2015. You've all taken a look at it. You have some questions. Let's get to those answers. Question number one comes from Paulie on Twitter. What do you think about the Monday Night Football game to start the season, and how do you think the team will do in that game? Well, it's a challenge for the Vikings. They will be starting that game at 9:20 p.m. Central Time. It's the back end of a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The game will get over around midnight Central Time, and the team will take that 3.5-4 hour flight back home. So it's going to be a short week on the turnaround for the Vikings in week two against Detroit. So it'll be a challenge, but it's always fun to start the season on Monday night under the bright lights and on the big stage so the Vikings can show the world what they have in store for 2015. The next question comes from Taylor in Lakeville. Why doesn't the NFL give teams a bye the week before they play a Thursday night game? This would help teams avoid the short weeks. Well, there aren't enough games in the season to give every team who plays on a Thursday night a bye week the week before they do that. Plus, for the teams who play their Thursday night game later in the season, like the Vikings, that would be too late of a bye. The other thing to consider is some teams wouldn't want a bye the week before a Thursday game because they have a mini bye the weekend after their Thursday night game. So there are a lot of challenges involved in building the NFL schedule. This is one of them, and teams just have to overcome that short week. The next question comes from PJ. Why didn't the NFL make the two Bay Area games back-to-back? The Vikings will go to the Bay Area twice this season, the season opener at San Francisco on Monday night, and then later in the season, they go to Oakland. That'll be week 10. This is another example of a challenge in building an NFL schedule. You can't help every team out with back-to-back road trips to one coast or the other. In fact, the Vikings, being a team in the center of the nation, are a team you wouldn't help out that way because they don't have to go as far as some other teams. So the NFL does the best it can, and once again, teams just have to overcome the challenges that present themselves in the schedule. Our next question comes from Al. Do you consider the early bye week to be an advantage or a disadvantage? Well, the Vikings' bye falls in week 5. Ordinarily, I would say that's too early. You want to have that in the middle of the season. But consider this. The Vikings have a 5th preseason game this season. So if you count those 5 games, the 4 regular season games, the Vikings' bye comes after 9 weeks. Then the Vikings play their Thursday night game 9 weeks after their bye, meaning their mini bye comes after another 9 games. So I think the bye actually comes at a pretty good time and breaks up the season into 3 equal parts. Our next question comes from Laura in Santa Fe. What is the toughest stretch of the schedule? Easiest stretch of the schedule? Well, I don't think there are any easy stretches in any NFL schedule. The talent level between teams is so equal that every game is basically a coin flip. But one part of the Vikings schedule that I really do like comes at the end in weeks 15 and 16. When it's crunch time, the Vikings have consecutive home games. It's nice to have those 2 home games late in the season. A tough stretch, though? How about hosting the 2-time defending NFC champion Seattle Seahawks and then 3 days later traveling to Arizona to play the gritty Arizona Cardinals? That is a challenging stretch on this schedule for the Vikings. Our final question comes from Carl. Is it destiny for the Vikings to start and end the season at the same venue, Levi Stadium, home of Super Bowl 50? I think so. Let's bookend the season with victories at Levi Stadium, the season opener against the 49ers, and then in Super Bowl 50. That sounds like a good way to do it to me. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but remember, the draft is next week, so we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6, a pre-draft version of the Pick 6. Please send your questions right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stick with Vikings.com because the offseason program is rolling and we have coverage. We've been catching up with players in the locker room and they're telling us what it's like to be back getting better together with their teammates. We'll see you next week.